I'm thankful for his good presence. I was raised in this kind of stuff. And by the way, I was a hearing Brother Norris shout a while. He always liked that second verse. When they got down there where he said he's delivered from condemnation, I looked up and I said, I hear you. You say that's crazy. You can call it whatever you want to call it. I enjoy it. The Holy Ghost put some things in me a long time ago. I remember the first time I ever shouted. It helped some of you to squeal or do something. I shouted one Saturday night about midnight. My pastor preached on the marriage supper of the Lamb at a revival meeting that broke out and went 8 weeks. I finally just let her go. I've been a shouting ever since. God done something for me that night. Hallelujah. It helped some of you preachers just get slapped full. And I've told you before, if I ever find you near deep water, I'll push you in. Because if you ever get in, you'll swim. You ain't gonna drown. Vance Heppner said about folks that worship, somebody said to them, are you not afraid they're gonna get out on a limb? He said most Baptist folk never have climbed a tree yet. I'm glad it rings in my heart that I'm his and he is mine. Boy, that's big. That's big, folks. That's a confidence and an assurance that money cannot buy, religion cannot promise. But I'm glad God does it in your heart and your life. I bless him and I thank him. Ain't it good to be here tonight? Praise God. You say, why was Miss Barbara walking them grand youngins through the altar? She is a-talking to them about the way. Amen. We're on a journey toward heaven and home. And we're going to stay on the right, the straight and narrow. Going to keep a-walking toward heaven and the house. Amen. I bless him and I thank him. I told them out on the prayer ground tonight. When I was a teenager, I was a junior in high school, went to Myrtle, Mississippi, the first time I ever went. I heard Brother Curtis McCarley preach on the mother ministry of the Holy Ghost. Sunday, Brother Rodney testified about, he's talking about God preparing a meal, and he got talking about fried chicken his mom had fixed, and all this kind of, I got hungry. But I thought about that message that Brother Curtis McCarley preached. Talked about that mama. When the boys got in trouble, that mama would plead mercy. I'm glad I got the Holy Ghost to plead mercy for me. But I thought about my youngins. They all like different things. When we come in and all of us gather together, some of them like that fried chicken. And at Christmas time, Josh, he always likes rice with our breakfast. And you know what? What Mom will do, she'll fix everything they like. Aren't you glad the sweet Holy Ghost? A lot of times he'll just fix you just what you like. Amen. I praise him and I thank him. If you don't know the Lord, you ought to know him. If you ain't never tasted of him, you ought to taste and see the Lord's good. Amen. I'd rather my youngins and grand youngins be around this than anything I know. Well, God's good and better than that. Let's all stand tonight. Boy, what a day it's been.